gave him work to do. See, all the stuff is there. Everything. And that's why I said we gotta understand deeper than just, you know, this surface knowledge. I mean, we just read the Bible like a newspaper. And that ain't, or a novel. Hey, it don't benefit you that way. I mean, it gives you some knowledge. I mean, it's better than nothing. But hey, you gotta study it like you're studying a textbook, like you're going for a test. Because we're being tested when? Every day. So we gotta take the test serious. Okay, now let's move on in time. I wanted to just go over a general, now that you got a little bit about health, when we talk about time, we know that God created man and woman in how many days? 6 days, and then the seventh day was what? The rest. Now, it's interesting that we're talking about that people put the fall of man around 404 BC. Now that's interesting because when you map out around 6,000 years, which would accommodate for 6 days of creation, and then the seventh year would be what? The sabbatical, the 1,000-year reign of the Messiah. So I just drew that out just so you can see that, hey, I mean, he's telling you so many things on so many levels. He's telling you that he created. Now, this is the most interesting part. On the sixth day, he created man, right? Perfect. And in the last 6,000 years, or the last millennium before the Messiah, we live and reign with the Messiah for 1,000 years, guess who he perfects? What perfected people he will bring on the stage? The 144,000. Recreation. See, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's so deep, the Bible. There's so many levels that... Now, let me give you a hint. From an African viewpoint, this is how you look at things. From an African viewpoint, you're saying one, two, three, or four things. You're talking about it in a parable. You're talking about it in reality. You're talking about it in science. And you're talking about it on a spiritual well. So everything you're reading in this book, you're reading three or four different applications he's giving you. But now, if you use a Eurocentric viewpoint, no, it just means that one thing. No. And that one thing might be misinterpreted too. That's right. But the point is, there's all of these levels, and you have to be able to, Yahweh wants to develop us up into that. Okay? So when I saw that, I said, man, that's a striking parallel. I mean, I don't think that's a mistake, but these are in his calendar. That's why he gave us 6 days and so forth. Okay, and I talk about completeness. God created man on the sixth day of creation. So the first full day that man lived was called the Sabbath. Seven represents completeness. Man was created holy and what? Perfect. Now, there's a scenario that goes on, which I wanted to talk about for a minute. It's interesting that in the beginning, Yahweh started everything in Africa. Interesting. So the Africans were in connecting with Yahweh. That's what he had. For the first 2,000 years. Then we fell away. You know, everybody falls away. You know, that's just life. Then he started using the Hebrews. That's when you see Abraham come on the stage of action. And he started using the Hebrews for around 2,000 years. Then we fell off the horse again. Mm-hmm. And then he said, okay, now is the time for the Europeans, the Gentiles, to come in and accept. And then they've been running it for 2,000 years, and now we're back in this mess. So everybody had a chance and made a mess of it. So, but now there were always faithful ones from each of the groups that still continued.
Yes.
So we've been knowing Yahweh for 6,000 years, basically. And don't you think we should have it together by now? That's a shame. And the Hebrews, they've known him for what? 4,000 years. And the Gentiles for how long? 2,000 years. And so if Yahweh is asking us to what? Come around. Get our act together because people are waiting for this thing to what? End. And everybody has a chance.